Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome back to the weekly podcast for another week. This time we're going to spend just a couple of very short minutes working on what for me is probably the most important area of growth for just about all of us, and that is dealing with fear in so many ways. Whether you deal with anxiety or whether you deal with just little things that get to you, fear, I think, after many years of study and reading and talking, you know, fear is about the most debilitating human experience. It's like background music. It can color so much of your life. And I had a big revelation only in the last week that real breakthrough and growth comes when you do this. And this is the title of the podcast, Go Where the Fear Is. Now, think of all the complex ways that we avoid, run from, deny, medicate, drug, whatever it is we need to do to avoid the fears that we have in our lives. And everyone has them. You have them, I have them. You know, President Obama has them. It doesn't matter who you are on this planet, unless you're maybe sitting on a mountainside in deep meditation, just about all of us feel this. But what I want to suggest is on the other side of fear is breakthrough. On the other side of fear is success, but you know, success ain't the main event. If you crash through fear and experience success, that's awesome. But there's other reasons why we want to do that. You know, there's growth on the other side. And confronting your fears at the most basic level means what? It means you become more human. Fear is like a retardant. It sort of retards the fullness, the authenticity of who you really are. Think of who you are at your best. You know, at your very best, think of a moment right now. Think of a moment in your life when you were just doing really well. It might, you were given a speech, or you were awarded something, or you won a race, or you aced an exam. Think of that moment right now. Think of it quickly. Go. Now, when you go back to that, fear was not there. And what if we could live in that place more often? So the problems with breakthrough and breaking through fear are always going to be the stories we tell ourselves. You know, how many times has this theme come up in the weekly podcast? We are the greatest storytellers on the planet. I mean, of course, our ancestors, you know, oral tradition. I mean, narrative is sewn deeply into our anthropological development. Now, stories are great. You know, as a professional speaker, stories are crucial because stories engage people. But there's a dark side to stories. And that's when stories sort of coalesce or mix in with fear, and we start telling ourselves all sorts of reasons why we can't do X. So we need to go where the fear is, but I should put one important little distinction in between what I call growth fear and dumb fear. Now, growth fear is something you're afraid of that if you find the courage and the skills and the tools and the strategies to break through it, you will find growth, you will find success, you will find development. Dumb fear is doing something that will threaten you. You know, dumb fear is, you know, there's some of that adrenaline-fueled stuff, like where you can get seriously hurt. Dumb fear is, you know, accepting dares or crazy stuff. I mean, you're smart enough to figure this out. We want growth fear. We don't want to sort of, you know, run around in front of cars, right? We want to do the things that are going to help us grow. And that's an important distinction because there can be fears in your life that, you know, are probably warning signals, things you shouldn't do. But that's not what we're talking about today. So what are the stories you're telling yourself about why you are not addressing the fear in your life? Think of what it is. Right now, all of us have one. You know, think of it. I constantly talk about Stephen Pressfield, and you know, I'm reading a lot of his stuff. I mean, he reckons underneath it all is a fear of success, a fear that, my gosh, if we stopped pretending and hiding and telling ourselves stories, we would actually just grow and flourish and have an amazing life. And he says the problem with that is that we know that if we do that, it might threaten people and we might lose friends. And he says the real fear of success. That's an interesting idea. So what are the stories you're telling yourself? What's the big fear you're dealing with at the moment? Who's the person you are not confronting? What's the conversation you are not having? What's the risk you are not taking? What's the thing? Where are you hiding? I'm going to give you an example. You know, I'll sort of fudge the details here a bit, but I had to make a phone call recently. There was a phone call because I wanted to organize something, and it was complex. And there were all these reasons why I sort of didn't want to make this phone call. I came up with all sorts of other strategies. Oh, you don't need to make this call, Jonathan. You could do it this way. You come up with this idea. You could work this out. But I kept realizing, you know, I don't want to live this way. I actually don't want to live conditioned by fear. What would happen? And I made a decision. I made a pact with myself. And I want you to make this pact as well. That it is better to go through those fears than to live a half life. You don't want to live on your knees. So there I was driving back to the airport. I had a speaking engagement and I rang a friend because I needed this particular person's phone number. And you know, and I'm dialing it and it was wrong. And I thought, oh, there you go. God, the universe has ordained that I was not meant to make this phone call. And I realized I had the wrong number. And there I am again, back at the decision point. Well, you don't really need to make this phone call. So I rang the person back and I said, look, I think the number's wrong. Give it to me again. Put it back in my phone. And then I made the phone call. And as it rang, all of a sudden, you know what happened? I got their voicemail. They weren't there. So I left a message. And I'm thinking, oh, firstly, when you make that, then at least I've done step one. And I relaxed. And then I get a phone message back. I was on a flight and then I didn't get this. And the person that I needed to speak to left a message. And they couldn't have been more positive. They were like, hey, no problem. Love to help you. Ring me back. We'll get this sorted out for you. And friends, what can I tell you? But, you know, facing that fear, making the call that you think you cannot make. And I made it. I got to tell you, that particular phone call has had some very big ramifications for me long term. Really important ones, things I've been working on for a long time. So I want to encourage you today. I just want to say to you, you know, whatever that fear is, you're not meant to live resisting it and hiding from it and running from it. I want you to be brave. I want you to realize that there is a better life on the other side of your fears. That's the weekly podcast for the week. Make sure you check out my new book for young women, and it's good for guys to read too. It's called How to Get the Man of Your Dreams. It's my whole seminar for women in a fantastic book that talks about the big issues facing women in relationships and understanding guys and key issues. And we just know that if you have a look at that book, it make a huge difference. There's a link to the book here. If you can't find it on the link, it's just jonathandoyle.co. C-O. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the weekly podcast. Face those fears, post a comment, let me know how you went, and I will be talking with you personally next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.